one of the reasons why we read it in Chag HaShavuos. So I want to share with you a Meiridik Echidah. It's also like a major lesson, life's lesson. The Pasuk says, Vayomusu gam shneyem, machloin v'chilyein. Vatishoher o isha mishnei yelodeho umei isha. So the Pasuk says that Naomi, her husband died, and now. These were fully grown men. They were already married for 10 years. These were already middle-aged people. But the Pasuk says, Vayomusu gam shneyem machloin v'chilyein, Vatishoer isha mishnei yelodeho umei isha. All of a sudden, it calls them Yelodim. Yelodim is you have a little kid in the house, a toddler, you call him a Yelod. It already called him Bana. Before. They were already Bana, they were already older. And then they got married. And then they for 10 years they were married. And now they died. And now they're called Yelodel. But that's what the Pasuk says. Vatishoer isha mishnei Yelodel meisha. So the Chidah extracts an unbelievable limut from this, and it's yisodistik to the whole Megillah, to the whole, to everything about Shevet Yehuda and everything else. He ties it into Shevet Yehuda. Agav Urcha, there's another interesting aspect to this pasuk. The whole Vatishoer. What's Vatishoer? Vatishoer Ha'isha Mishnei Yelodeh Omei Isha. Right? Why does he use the Lashon Vatishoer? Okay? So there's a famous, I mean, it already says it earlier. If you give me, a chumash from thank you. It uses a Lashon of Tishoer earlier as well. And over there, Taka the Torah Tamim is aiming on it. He's aiming on the Lashon of Vatishoer. And he says an interesting thing. The Medrash Rabbah, right when Elimelech dies, it already starts in this whole Tishoer theme. Even when Elimelech dies, the Pasuk says that Elimelech died, and it says that Naomi was left with her two children. And after her children died, she was left. So glad to the Teretz that the Torah Tamima gives on the earlier Pasuk, won't work for this. The Teretz that the Torah Tamima says, why does it say Vatishoer? The Medrash Rabbah, Naomi became like Shiori Menachas. So obviously, what does Shiori Menachas have anything to do here? So he says, Achap, the Torah Tamima. Not in the Sefer Torah Tamima, in the Sefer Tosefes Bracha. He has over there on the Chumash Megillus. So he says an interesting thing. He says, the Torah says, Vatishoer hi u'shnei bona. Says she was left with her two sons. He says, what does the Medrash mean? She was Shiori Menachas. Because really, the word Shirayim always is when there's most of it was taken away. This is the leftover. So the Lashon of Shirayim is generally used when most of it was taken away. And actually, the Perskim use it in Ilchus Treifus. The Torah Tamima quotes that, where if you have a pagam and an aver, and it says if the aver is left over, and the Taz over there says left over means that most of the aver was taken away. In fact, the Torah Tamima, when Elimelech died, so you had four people went down to Mayav. Elimelech, Naomi, and Machlon V'chilion. So when Elimelech died, he still had three out of the four left. So why did it say Vatishoer? It wasn't Shirai. Fakir, only he was taken. So that's the Torah Tamim is Chap. He says that's what the Medrash Rabbah means. Nasis Kishori Menachas. We find by Yemin Chastira. You take a Kemitzah, the Kohen takes a kmitza from the milch. The rest of the milch is called shiur minach. Most of the milch is still here. The kohen only took a kmitza. Right? So he takes his handful, and after he takes one handful, not even a full handful, a kmitza is like this, that's it. The rest of the mincha is called... He says, Elamai, what do you see? There's shirayim in kamos and shirayim in echus. And since the kmitza is the part that goes under mizbeach, shirayim, shirayim in echus. So the Medrash Rabbah means to answer that kasha. Why does it say Vatishor Nomi Yishnei Vaneo? Why is Yisrael Lashon Vatishor? Nasas Kishor Menachas. Just like a mincha, where most of the minchas left, but the most choshev part was taken away, the rest is called Shirai. So Nomi also. Eli Malachu is Vayimusu Shnei Vayimusu Shnei Yilodel. Now the two sons died, that's the pasuk. So rather what the Chidah says to answer this question will answer my question as well. Why Bechlal does the Torah use the Lashon Vatishor? We obviously know. Elimelech died, Nachman Bechulian died, she's the only one left. We know that. What's it coming to say? So he says like this. Zok the Chidah Yadua. This is found in the Chidor Sefer on Chumash, on Tanakh, Chumash Oincha. He says it's Yodua. Shebonim gidoilim loin enoshim ba'avoin hoireyim. Children only die in the chet of their children, of their parents, when they're young. When a child is not a ba'avoin shim, theoretically they could die ba'avoin ovus. Right? They could die ba'avoin ovus. And once a child's a godel and a balanchim, then it's a different story. So the Chidah says it's true. It's true. But the Rabbanu Shalom is a kel mishpat. Right? And he's always at stock of a mishpat. And when Hashem punishes Reuven, he takes into account Shimon and Levi and Yehud and all affected parties. And he says, therefore, he says, chazi litztarufe. It could be mitztaruf. Which means, theoretically, if a parent has a chet, it could be a contributing factor. The child's not going to die because of the parent's chet. In isolation. Once the child is a bialinshin, the child's not dying in the chet of the parent. Exclusively. But, the parent's status can be a contributing factor. Says the Chidah, V'lochein, Nomi atzadekes. Nomi was a tzadekes. And a Jew, part of being a tzadek, part of being a good Jew, is you're always supposed to take responsibility. You're not supposed to shrink responsibility. Part of the difference between people that steig and people that are stagnant is people that take achrayas. Because if you don't take achrayas for your action, you can never steig. Because you're always covering your tracks. If you're covering your tracks, you never change anything. What do you mean? Everything's perfect. Right? So you don't change. So, part of, you have to be able to take responsibility. Zok tehele kechidor, that when Machloin and Chilion died, what could have Nomi have done? Nomi could have said, number one, they're bonim gedolim. These are bonim gedolim. They didn't die because of me. They died because themselves. They're bonim gedolim. That's number one. Number two, they married my avias. They married. They weren't allowed to marry and they married. It's not my problem. It's their problem. Nomi didn't make the shidduch. Nomi wasn't the shadchanter. Right? This time Nomi didn't go to the chasana even. I don't know. I'm just making an assumption. It's worse. Zok techidor still in all. Tolso hatzadekesh gam kein toli bo. Uba avoynoso heimesu. Velochein koro yilodeho. Nomi was the one who called and these are my little kinderlach. These are the ones that I'm responsible for. I'm the one. Azo zokta. So he says, this is the midah sheyotzo mimenu malchus beis David. Nami was a, at least conceptually, through the Yibum of Rus, she was a major facilitator of Malchus Beis David. In fact, the pasuk ends in Rus, you are Ben Lanami. So Rus's child was representing her children. So in a sense, Nami was one of the Ema Malchus. And the Chidah says, you know why she was Zeicha? Because when Bachlan and Chilion died, instead of her shrinking responsibility, which she could have, rightfully, she said, no, it's Shnei Yelodeha. It's me. I'm responsible. And then, we stole through the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Chidah stole through a fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, the Yume, that Shaul did one Avera, the Maisa with Amalek, and he ended up losing the kingdom. And David b'shtayim v'loy also loy. David HaMelech had two averes on his cheshbon, but it didn't take away the malchus. And the Gemara doesn't explain why. The Gemara just says a fact. The fact is that Shaul had only one chet. Shaul was mamish from the tzaddik yador, and he lost the malchus. And David had multiple, two chatoim, b'loy also loy. And the Gemara says, the Chidah is oimer on this Gemara, because he brings down a Meiri. The Meiri says in Arius, Shol achas also loy. Why? The Be'esha Shol Molach, when Shol was Molach, he didn't admit right away that what chet he did. When Shmuel Anovi confronted him, David HaMelech said, Chotosi Lashem. The fact that David was able to say Chotosi Lashem, even though he had two, he was able to be a king. And then it's traced to how David, where did David come from? David comes from Yehuda. Where did Yehuda come from? What made Yehuda Zeicher to be king? What's Yehuda's name? Chidah, Yehuda. So Chidah already points out, why was Yehuda Zeicher to Malchus? He brings down a Tosefta. Tosefta says, Lo Yizocha Yehuda le Malchus, Loi ulebona v'adolam, elo bischus shehoide b'maisa toma, v'omar tzodko mimeni. In that schus. And the Meila zog down, in the schus that he did that, therefore, v'loi boish, that's why he was there. Ad kan atosefta. That means from all of Yehuda's milas that Yehuda had, all the milas, he was zoicha to malchus because he was moida when Tamar say hakena, look at the maskin, you know it was you, and he was moida. So it's coming. Ask all the achronim. What was Yehuda's option exactly? Supposed to burn the lady with her kids? If you know she's not Chayv Misin. What was Yehuda's option? You have to be a Rosh Anatzi. You have a lady, a pregnant lady, with two children there, with twins. Your daughter-in-law. And now you know that she's not Chayv Misin. So what was Yehuda's options? Yeah, let her fry. Put her into the oven. Shugin. Ritzicha. Yehuda had no choice. Yehuda had no option. His only option that he had was to admit L'chayra. And that's what he did. He said, Tzot Kamimeni. She's right. So for that, he's Zoycha v'malchus. Lo yu l'zalei atzeif kol adoros. No, the Olam's not bothered by that? What option do we have, Shimi? Not much. I don't think any option. I don't even see any crack. What could have been done? Unless somebody is an Achzor Rosha Merusha that would let a lady be burnt to death, an innocent lady, he had no option. Mama Chappella. Not only that, the Targum Yonis in Ben Uziel says that till today, what do we call a Jew? Yehudi. So Yehuda was Zaycha, not only he's the king of Klal Yisrael, but every single Jew is called Al Shem Yehuda. Why? Zok Tehilik et Targum Yonis in Ben Uziel, in Parshas Vayechi. Yehuda Ato Yehuducho Achecha. Says the Targum Yonison, Yehuda Ant Odiso Alovadas to Tamar. You admit it. Therefore, began Cain, L'cho Yehudin Achecho V'yiskarin Yehudin Al Shmecho. Hatamaisa. Targum Yonison Ben Uziel says, the reason why till today, every Jew is called a Yehudi. Imagine such a schus. Every Jew is called a Yehudi. Because Yehuda was murdered. What do you mean? He had no choice. So we see, Malchus Beis David, every Jew, because of that action. And now we understand that that's why Naomi, who was a facilitator, she also had to be somebody who's murdered. That's why it says, Shnei Yilodel. Shnei Yilodel. Perhaps we could also say that's the Lashon of Atishor, which I asked you. I could use this chidot to answer my question. But Tishor, she looked at herself as part of the responsible party. I'm left over from that chet. Okay, why is it so pivotal? Bayom HaShmini, right? I always ask this kasha. Some of you may remember the kasha. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ze ador asher tzivo Hashem ve'yeru alechem kved Hashem. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's lash. Do this, and the Shechina will come. So all the Mefarshim ask, Zadover, what dover? They say what it is. Zadover, do this. What's this? This one. Everybody asks. So Chazal, it's very rare, but Chazal take an ambiguous pasuk, and L'chor, they make it even more ambiguous. Chazal say, Zadol Ashatas of Yerochem, Oiso Yetzahor Sheyesh Pelech Libchem Taviru. Wow, what's that? Biyo Yetzahor? How do you do that? How do you get rid of Yetzahor? I don't know how to do it. I know how you do it. Ain't Biyo Yetzahor, what? You do Bittle? What do you do? Schaefe? But that's what Chazal say. When Moshe said Zadomar, he was referring to the Yetzahor. Zadomar, Oiso Yetzahor Sheyesh Pelech. So I said a Pasuk to Pshat. I think it's a Pasuk to Pshat. The biggest Yetzer Hara that every person has is to be matzdik themselves, to justify everything that they do, not to take responsibility. That's from the biggest Yetzer Hara. So why is that such a big Yetzer Hara? Because the moment you can acknowledge that you did something wrong, you could change. As long as you did nothing wrong, you can never change. The second you can admit you did something wrong, you can change. That's why Hodah, Vidui, is there a part of tshuva. Why is Vidui there a part of tshuva? Because you can't change unless you can admit you did something wrong. At least to yourself. You have to be able to admit you did something wrong. But most people, if you take a percentage of how much their life is focused on defending themselves, it's null and void. A big part of your life is busy justifying yourself. I tell every chassan when they go to the chassan, to chuppah, I say, whenever you and your wife get into an argument, say you're sorry. And I guarantee you that if you say you're sorry, if you're ruggle to say you're sorry, you'll have shalom bayis. Guarantee. Every single shalom bayis issue that I know that escalates, right, starts with a person without the other party saying they're sorry. That's it. That's it. Second, I remember when I got married. Baruch Hashem. Most things I treat the Rebbe in quite nicely. But my timing wasn't the best. And especially with the shul and this. So I come back late. The Rebbe didn't say, you know, what's going on? You know, you're late. So I had a klal. The first thing I always say is, I'm so sorry. What would have been my natural reaction to say? Do you know what I just had? Do you think I want to walk in here late? I would have been much happier to come back 2 hours ago. I'm a shugan and a shul, maybe I'm a shuyel. You think that's what I ordered? I made a mishaber, maybe she's a mizaka, I made a shugan and a shul. Should make me crazy. If I can't, I said in the morning, I it didn't work. But I don't think I ever did it in 32 years. I don't think I ever told my wife that, even though I had a lot of pegaras. I said, first thing, sorry. Guess what? Never had a fight over it. Because what's the Rebbe going to say? I'm sorry, I'm late. I feel bad, I'm sorry. What's he going to say? You're evil. You did. I'm sorry. The second you say you're sorry, you take achrayis. But the Yetzer Hara knows the moment you're not going to take achrayis, you can't change. That's the biggest Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara sheyesh belibchem. The Yetzer Hara you have in your heart. What is that? The Yetzer Hara that doesn't want you to change. Now, why did Moshe talk ambiguously? Zadover. I'll tell you very simple. When the Shechina didn't come down by Yom HaShemini, when the Shechina didn't come down to Beis HaMikdash on the eighth day, right? What should have been the reaction? Imagine today such a maaseh. You have a big rabbi, he makes a big collection, he collects money from everybody, huge amount of money. He builds a temple. He says the Shechina is going to come. No Shechina comes. You know how much finger pointing it would be? He's a scammer. It's a Ponzi scheme. They should call him Madoff. What happened by Yom HaShemini? Look at Chazal. Klal Yisrael said, we're not Roy. That's why the Shechina didn't come. They took Achrayas. Aaron HaKohen said, Ani Eini Kedai. I'm not worthy. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Aaron, you're the one who's the Shechina. I'm not Kedai. The Shechina will come down because of my brother. Every single person took achrayis. Zokt Moshe Rabbeinu, that's what the Shechina was waiting for. Zadom Rashutasu, do this. V'yirolechem kved Hashem. The Shechina will come. Say Chazal, oysa yetzor sheyesh polipchem. That's the biggest yetzor. Avada Yehuda had no choice. Yehuda had no choice, but you have to realize, Yehuda was the Rosh of Bezdin. Yehuda was a God Lador. Yehuda was on the highest level that's imaginable. The highest level that's imaginable. Okay? Now, Yehuda is confronted. He passes that this lady is Chayiv Misa. Now he finds out she's not Chayiv Misa. Yehuda was a God. You think he had to say Tzotka Mimeni? He could have said, adjourned. Court is adjourned. Court is adjourned. The next day, a kokura. New classified information came to the table, and we know that Tamar is innocent. Period. He had to mix himself into the scandal. Tzotka Mimeni. He had to take achrayis. You didn't have to take achrayis. He had 20 different ways to deal with the situation. Look at our daughter today. Try to find a politician who takes achrayis for anything. Try. You have hundreds of thousands of people storming the border with t-shirts that say, we love you, Biden. And he says, it's because of Trump. The hundreds of thousands of people that are going through, they have a big t-shirt, it's Biden. No, it's Trump. It's not even a crisis. What's the pshat? It's impossible to be moided. And the more powerful you are, the harder it is to be moided. No, I made a mistake. Maybe in a chlami, if I say I'm not going to throw anybody out, so they come in. That makes sense. Nobody under 13 will be thrown out. Yes, everybody under 13 comes. It's l'chara gans apasha the yeshivish is for it. That doesn't take big, you know. I'm not an immigration expert, but I could figure that out. Yeah. So why can't the guy be married there? The truth is, maybe he doesn't even realize it. Why can't he be married there? Because it's very hard to be married. And the bigger you are in your position, the harder it is. Yehuda had 1,000 options other than saying tzot komimeni. But Yehuda felt a chiv. He has to take a chrayas. Tzot komimeni. That's what a yid is supposed to be. That's why kol Yehudi nikra Yehudi. And why do we pick Yehuda? Because he was the most difficult position, most difficult time, and he went and he took achrayas. He didn't have to do that. Of course he couldn't burn Tamar. That was not on the table. Yehuda wasn't going to burn Tamar. But he had 1,000 other excuses. Classified information. Came up, we're not burning Tamar. Nobody would have questioned Yehuda for a second. That's it. Potter. No. Zot komimeni. Zot the Targum Yehudim. That's why every Jew is called a Jew. He has to go in that derech. The derech of Yehuda. And this is a Moritikum Musa Haskel. Moritikum Musa Haskel. If you do this, every day of your life you're going to steig. Because every day you make a mistake. Every person makes a mistake every day. At least one. Usually quite a few. And if you could acknowledge it, if you could acknowledge it, Rabbi Yankiv used to tell me at night, the Mizot Krishma Wamita, he said, you should write down any mistakes you made. And he said, if there's less than a minion, it means you aren't great. If you can't, at the end of the day, at least write 10 mistakes you made. A brocha you weren't mechavin, a guy you were mezalzelin, a tefillah you weren't mechavin. If you can't at the end of the day come up with 10 things, you won't do it. I have to tell you. It's been this guy. I haven't had a day other than Yom Kippur that I can't say at the end of the day I made at least 10 mistakes. So, and I'm an old man already. This is from my bar mitzvah. That's why, call Yehudi Nikra Yehudi. I'll shame Yehudi. And that was Nami's godless. That's what the Chidor is telling us. Vatishar, Shnei Yilodah. She took Achrayas. Because she took Achrayas, she was able to facilitate Malchus. Okay.